Good afternoon, Oak Ridge Sign and Graphics. How can we help you?
Good afternoon. Is Rob there?
Yes, he is. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Hello, this is Rob.
Hey, Rob, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. I hope you had a good, you know, Memorial weekend. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. I spoke with Wanda, it was like a week or two ago, and she did mention that you guys still haven't heard anything. You were trying to go through TD Bank, is that correct, for a line of credit?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I just want to see if you guys, you know, did hear anything back or if you got that going for you.
I haven't heard anything as of yet, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, yeah, I just, you know, wanted to get your timeline and see if you guys, you know, were really looking to, you know, get that on or what was kind of hold up.
I don't know what's, I guess I haven't called to ask them.
Yeah. No, no. Yeah, because I know you. Are you still looking, you know, for that, you know, $20,000 cushion for you, or are you guys kind of picking up right now?
I mean, yeah, we've been busy all year. It's just, yeah. Yeah, we're still looking for something like that. I'm just curious to see what they give us for a line of credit, and the benefit to that is that you're just paying that interest until you pay back the other amount, and blah blah, you know, so forth and so on.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, yeah, I know, and that's why I was just curious, because I know sometimes these bigger banks, they drag their feet, you know, yeah, I mean, if they wouldn't be able to get you anything, we definitely would like to help you out, and, I mean, yeah, we could have, you know, got you answers already on what you'd be looking at with us.
Yeah, no, and I understand that, I appreciate that. I just figured we'll try this route first. They're right here in town, and if they're willing to work with us, good. If they're not, then we'll have to go another route.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Okay. All right, no problem. I just wanted to, you know, check in with you and see how things are going. And yeah, I mean, have you guys, you know, started picking up a lot right now as far as business-wise?
Yeah, we've definitely, spring has hit, so.
Yeah.
It's been pretty busy. I mean, really all year it's been a good year so far, but you know, we had a couple slow months and it's, you know, here and there. It's just still getting used to being in business for the first year, or now second year, and getting used to carrying everything, I guess. So
yeah, exactly. And is that, I mean, have you, when you got involved in the business, did you have a line of credit or you kind of just used cash?
When I started, I just used my cash, and you know, it apparently wasn't enough to make it work comfortably.
Yeah.
I should say. I mean, everything gets paid, all that kind of stuff, but I mean, it's just not enough there to make you feel confident,
secure,
comfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what
I'm saying? Yeah, exactly.
So it's more of that, you know, because I wanted to limit my debt as much as possible when I bought it, because I felt like I was already putting a lot of money out to buy the business, but. Obviously, I should have probably gone and got something right away, because it's worked, but it's just, for those slow months,
yeah,
I mean, you feel it more, but when it's busy, it doesn't seem to bother anything, and kind of just moves smoothly.
Yeah, exactly.
So, or if you get a big job that comes through, it eats up a lot of what you got in the bank, so.
Mm-hmm, because you guys, what is it, like a net 30? You guys get paid
out?
Yeah,
we're pretty much a net 30 with almost everybody we deal with. We got a few cash customers, but not a lot of them are. You know, the big jobs usually are the net 30 ones.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I've actually heard of like some, you know, places where they've had up to 180 days to be paid out for jobs, which is crazy.
That's incredible. I don't know.
I know.
I don't know how you do that.
Me either. I wouldn't want to wait that long to get paid. You know.
No. I guess maybe they're doing big enough jobs where it makes sense, but that's, I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, me either. So yeah, I didn't know how you guys had to deal with that, but yeah, I know it's definitely scary though when you start using your own capital and then, you know, it gets tough. You know, it's not uncomfortable for sure.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't love the idea of debt, so it's just kind of one of those things. But
exactly.
But it is part of business, is more I realize.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, like I said, I wanted to follow up and see what we, you know, could get you. That way it makes sense, because we can get you exact numbers and it'd be easier for you to see, oh, this makes sense or it doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
Thing. So.
Yeah, well, they should be getting back. I would think they'd be getting back to us this week.
Okay.
Obviously, it's a holiday week. But if not, I'll have to call them again next week and figure out what's going on. I mean, they were basically, before they ran any of my credit, they felt like they could give me an answer, yes or no. So, which is nice. So then if that doesn't work, then yeah, we'll have to pursue another option. If we have to go to more of a loan, like what you're saying, I think we'd probably go for less, just so the payment wasn't as much per month.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I mean. We can get you based off your, I know your gross annual sales are around like, you know, 250, right, last year?
In that range, 200, yeah. Between 200 and 250 is about the average for the business.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, it's in that range.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, we could get you around, you know, like 25. I mean, needed. I know you said you only really wanted, you know, 20, but yeah, 10 to 15.
Yeah,
because you could, you know, see exactly what we could get you, and then you don't have to take that full amount, obviously. You can take however you would need, you know, for the business.
Sure. I mean, some of the idea of the money would be to try to grow it and try to put a little more into advertising and that kind of stuff too. So, I mean, it's not just strictly putting it in there just for a cushion. It'd be try to grow a little bit with it, but it's still got to be something we can afford monthly that, you know, if hypothetically, if it didn't grow, that we would still be okay with it, you know. So.
Yeah, and have you done, like, advertising in the past?
Actually, my father-in-law owned the business for 33 years, and he said he did a couple Joe Mark ads, and that was about it. So he's never really pushed advertising at all. So it's something I've been dragging my feet on because we need to do it. But I mean, so. But
yeah, and how would you guys go about that? You just get more ads, or you like a sign?
Yeah, I think try to do some more ads. I mean, we could probably do some more signage around, and you know, even just giving out shirts and hats and different stuff like that, because it's all stuff we can do right here in the shop.
Yeah,
would help.
Exactly.
And there's some opportunities for sure. Like this year I donated to, you know, the local ball fields and stuff like that. I got a couple signs up and just trying to make sure everyone knows we're here, because I know there's a lot of people. It's a small area we live in here. It's uh-huh. a cluster of towns, and it's uh-huh. not cities. So you're talking like the town I live in has like 3,000 to 5,000 people, and it's about what all the towns have around us. There's about 3 or 4 of them surrounding, and that's where most of our business comes from. And there's a lot of people that don't even know he's here, and he's been here for 33 years. So, just trying to get the word out to those people, and so.
Yeah, exactly, and kind of get your name out there. And I was just curious if you saw like an increase in sales in the past from advertising, or, you know, how much this would make you guys, you know. Or expected return?
Yeah, well, so far, I guess I haven't seen, like, a huge increase from it, but the signs have only been up for a little while, so I'm hoping something comes in from it, but we'll see. I wouldn't put, like, thousands and thousands into advertising, but just to put something at it would be nice.
Yeah, exactly.
And some of it would be nice for equipment and stuff like that to upgrade and you know, some of the equipment here is 20 years old, so it's outdated, and some of that would go towards doing that kind of stuff too. But
okay, well, I mean, in that case, with the equipment, we also do equipment financing, and that's those are definitely longer terms because it's secured, and that way, you know, we could get you the capital as much as you qualify for off your sales, because the working capital is a sales based loan.
Yeah.
And the equipment we can put on a totally different, you know, program that way.
Yeah,
that way you can knock out both but not limit your cash flow. So you still have the unsecured, you know, the cash that you can use for whatever. Yeah. And then we can get you the equipment on the side.
Yeah.
So we have multiple programs to do all of that. So, I mean, if you did have that need, we could help you out. And what type of equipment are you guys, you know, looking to upgrade as well?
There's a couple things I'd want to do. I mean, most of our stuff still works really good. There's only one. It's our plotter, which just cuts all the vinyl and that kind of stuff. It is getting tired. It's probably, besides our CNC router, it's probably the oldest piece of equipment we use on a regular basis.
Okay.
And it still works, but it's just trying to show its age. It's still does its job, but so that would probably be the thing, is would be a new plotter would be my first thing. I'd like to look into a wide format printer, but that hasn't, I'm not sure that would pay for itself yet without doing some serious advertising. So
yeah.
that would be a little more in the future for sure, because it's, you'd really have to advertise it to make it worth it, I think.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. And, I mean, with that wide format printer, what can I, is that just making signs easier, or I'm not really sure how it works?
Sure. I mean, basically what we run is a 15-inch printer right now, which your maximum prints are 11, basically 12 inches. And if you're just cutting something, you can do up to 13. And the wide format, you can get them up to like 5-6 feet. You can get huge ones, but the average ones are, you know, around 5 feet, something like that. So you can print things up to 5 feet wide and as long as you want and just put it on there in one solid piece. Whereas what I have to do now is I have to do it in layers, in different pieces and overlaps and stuff like that. So in certain applications, it makes it easier. With a lot of our stuff, I would still just use the equipment we have now because it makes the most sense. Like, you know, vehicle wraps, when people, you've seen those, I'm sure.
Yeah, like the signs on cars and stuff.
Right, where they totally wrap the car with a sign, or they
make
a whole different color. That's what wide format is. They have special vinyl for it, but you need a wide format printer to actually print it and cut it and do those kind of things. So,
oh, cool.
But and even up here, that's not like a huge thing yet. I mean, I get a couple calls a year about it, but it's not something that's taken off. So that's what I was saying as far as having to push it to make it worth it, because I believe the equipment we were looking at was around 20 or 25 grand for everything you would need to get going with it. So
for that wide format?
Yeah, yeah. Plus, you still have to buy the stock for it, and, you know, that's just the equipment, and then you have to start stocking the vinyls, and so it's a big expense. It would be a big decision to make, and
exactly.
It's in the future for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you were like, you know, because you get those longer terms, you know, the equipment, and with that, the wide format printer. I mean, does that do like matte, you know, covering on cars? You know, they do that kind of matte look to it.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can get matte vinyls and different things.
Oh wow, that's really cool.
You can get what's those things? Fat heads. You can get that kind of material too. Where you
Put
it on the wall and pull it off, and there's a lot of neat stuff you can do with them. And which I have the capabilities of getting that for my stuff now, but it just doesn't work as well as wide formats. So
exactly.
Something I think we have to take the step into in the future. But that's for me. I'm thinking more like probably 3 or 4 years from now.
Yeah.
But maybe sooner if things look good. You know, maybe.
Yeah, exactly, and that's great, and that would just make the workload load easier for you guys as well. You wouldn't have
do
that longer process.
Yeah,
and do you do, I mean, out of, like, your city, do you do out of, like, state shipments, or have you had expanded that far yet, or are you kind of...
Oh, yeah, I do concrete stamps, custom concrete stamps on our CNC. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we actually ship a lot of them over to California, like a city of Palmdale. We do poem stamps for them. I'm trying to think of a few different slots we've sent to California. I've a lot of them go to California. Done some for Colorado and pretty much all over the country. I just actually shipped one off not too long ago to Thailand, so, you know.
Oh wow.
Yeah, out of a little town we can get around, I guess, but
no, and that's great. You have that, you know, those orders coming in and out, because that alone will help spread the word as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. And now with the plotter as well, I know, aren't they, they're like $6,000, aren't they, somewhere around there?
Somewhere in that range. I think when this one was new, it was around 11, but they've come down. Okay. I'd have to look into it, but that's what I was thinking. Somewhere around $6,000 to $8,000 is probably what it would be.
Yeah, so, $6,000 to $8,000. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we definitely, you know, have those programs, like I said. And is that the plotter that you had, is that the one that only does like the 12 inches? Like, where you have to...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so, cool. And, I mean, when were you looking to replace that?
That would be... I'd have to look in the costs and everything like that. I'm not ready to jump, but I thought if we had a good year this year that I would probably take that step and do it. End of this year, if we need to, for write-off, or do it the next following year. So it's probably... It's probably about a year, I would say, somewhere in there, maybe a little less, depending on how this year goes. But
yeah,
because it does its job still, but it's not, you know, perfect. So
exactly. Yeah, so, no, and that's good. I mean, as long as you know it'll be reliable, you know, because you said the other one's getting older, and you can tell it's
right. Exactly. It just does some weird stuff sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that would be, that's a little still end of this year, beginning of next year, somewhere in there is when I think I'm going to need to do it.
But, okay.
So we'll see.
Yeah, no problem. And yeah, like I said, we can knock both those off for you if, you know, for whatever reason, TD cannot, you know, help you guys out. And yeah, like I said, we can get you answers too within 24 hours and funded 48 if needed. So,
okay.
Yeah, I know. I will definitely. I know you said you're waiting to hear back from them in the next couple of weeks. I'll check back in with you and, you know, see if, you know, there's something you'd like us to go forward with and see if we can help you out.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. All right, Rob. Well, it was good talking to you. And yeah, I'll follow up with you in a week or two.
All right, that sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.